stopped by the bank and got a little ways to go. You're pretty scratchy this morning compared to what you normally are.
From the post office, it was getting busy. It'll be a lot busier now. When it starts approaching lunchtime here, everybody just goes everywhere. I always wonder, you know, what kind of jobs people have. It looks like now there's more people out, you know, during outside lunch hour than I've ever seen, like between 2 and 4 o'clock. I always wonder what those people do for a living time.
I was just passing Joey's fireworks up here on Wade Hampton. Yeah, I don't know. I always went between 10 and 2, if possible. It seemed to be the best time of day. But, I don't know. Wade Hampton's getting to be the new Woodruff.
Wade Hampton, I hadn't been there that way in a long time. I try to stay away from Wade Hampton. Pleasantburg getting a whole lot better. It's probably worse, I guess. And, of course, Haywood Road is a huge mess all the time. Haywood, right there where Haywood runs into Pelham, that's a digging melee there sometimes.
You go down there to Clemson Eye about every 6 months, and so is Bernice. And then there's a hospital down there that you have to go to get an x-ray of now and then for the ladies. And I don't even know if we're committed to that anymore. Nope, guess we're not. Anyways, it's a beautiful day, 79 degrees. I see they're doing quite a bit of guys up on the utility work along Wade Hampton up there at St. Mark. There was those orange things they lay out over the lines, they call them guts, and there was guts all over the place up there. So they were working it hot. I don't envy them that.
A couple places down here, evidently AT&T, it must be laying fiber in, because they've got a couple sides of the road tore up down from Round Road headed towards Concord on a little Kings Road connector there. It runs across east-west connector here. They must be doing fibers. I see AT&T trucks out, and that's about the only reason I can think they'd do that. Yeah, I know where that Clemson Eye Clinic is there. There's a pretty nice, it's kind of a hole-in-the-wall type place called Bimini's that have seafood. It's pretty fresh there, but it's a good restaurant for seafood, but it's not what I call upscale. It's kind of like you'd run into down at the beach or something like that. But they have pretty good shrimp, fresh oysters, and that sort of thing there. And they're not too terribly expensive compared to some of these other places. But again, though, you know, they have like a deal there on Tuesdays. Of course, I know you probably don't eat oysters. They have a deal there on Tuesdays where oysters are half price. They shuck them or steam them, either one. And, of course, we like them both ways, so we go there every once in a while. But it's right there. I think the Clemson Eye Clinic, it may be the road before or the road after that one, Tom. But I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah, they've been, last time I went there, they was working on a new parking lot. And, it was fun. But you could get in and out of it. But that's the fanciest eye doctor place I've ever been to in my life. And, boy, the technology there, I'm telling you, Jerry, is just unbelievable, some of the instrumentation they have. But you go in and sit down, and there's a big fireplace there, and it's just a beautiful place to go. But they got good doctors in there, I'll give them that. Well, Jerry, I'm going to pull in the bank here, and I'm going to go inside today. Hit that button if you can find it. I changed the confabulation around here. I want some GPS, and I'm going to use Waze from now on. Maybe I'll catch you in a little bit, Jerry. N4DJC and 0TR73.
N0TR, N4DJC. Hope everything goes well today, Tom. Talk to you a little bit later. You and Bernice have a nice day if I don't. 73.
4CEF mobile.
Basekex, what's up, Andrew?
Home, how you doing, Patrick?
What's home for?
Line's not running, nobody's there. I did all I can do to dabble and get some work done, and I figured I ain't doing it anymore. I'm going home.
Blame you if you got nothing to do. That makes for a long day.
I'm doing so much paperwork and, you know, PowerPoints and whatever. There's only so much you can do before you just start going brain dead.
Put down for
Friday, they're down again today, of course, and then hopefully this next Friday will be the last one for this month, but you never know.
All it is just today.
Especially for the associates, you know, they have options to come in and work, but they don't always like to go to the other hall. They hate going down there, so most of them choose not to do it. They'll either go without pay or use vacation, so I don't know, but yeah, it's better if we run, that way we're making money.
For HKX, yeah, it's all better for everybody, but I think we're just seeing the start of things to come, because, man, I have been dead today.
Yeah, but yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's not going to get better anytime soon, and it's just like a slow, drawn-out thing that's happening, so I don't know. Hopefully. Maybe there's hope. I don't know. I ain't seeing it, but so, do you work on your antenna this weekend? KO4CEF.
Plan together to make some modifications to it.
Get your horizontal and vertical, if you can flip back and forth and see the difference in the reading you're getting from somebody.
Himself.
Colin's got a thing. His is more for satellite, so it's kind of between the two, and he still got a loss, but I don't think it's as bad as, you know, going from horizontal, vertical, and vice versa.
No, I don't think it is.
Closer to me than you are. I was able to hear him on the radio, so that was good.
I must have something going on up here on 25, a manhunt or something, because they got deputies everywhere.
Abel Spartanburg here.
The deputies are out of the car, walking around, looking for things. I mean, something's going on anyway.
In a chase, and somebody was throwing crap out the window.
The rest of the day.
I'm debating it. I'd love to go fly at least one plane. I mean, it'd be nice if I get my new plane up in the air, but I don't know if anybody would be there to make sure I got all my settings and stuff right before I try it out. But I may at least go fly some of my other planes. Doesn't look too windy. I'll have to check the weather once I get home. But other than that, I don't really have a whole lot planned.
It's out here right now. It's not too warm. No breeze up here where I'm at.
Tree swaying, so it might be a good day for it. And I think the wife and kids got homework to do or schoolwork, so I might be free to do whatever I want for a little while. Either that or play on the radio. It'll be one of the two.
Well, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to say 73s for now. Have a safe trip on into the house. KO4, HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
73, and I hope you make some good sales. KO4CEF, and I'll be monitoring for a little bit longer.